Now, what about
when
they're made, you know, when you don't make them out of the biscuits? What did you put in them to make them rise when you just made them from scratch?
Well, I don't even remember. I know I used to try to make them when my children were little, but I don't remember how I fixed them. I let them like into a good light biscuit and then add a little sugar to sweeten it.
So you put baking powder in them?
Make it rise.
Have you ever heard these things called crullers? Now let's see. Can you think of any other names for pancakes? Any other things that people call
flapjacks?
And can you think of any others?
Seems like there's another funny name, but I can't recall.
We used to call them batter cakes.
Yes, I've heard them called batter cakes.
But they all the same.
All the same thing.
If you want something to rise, you know, you want to make bread or biscuits or something like that, either you can use baking powder or you can use and what's the other thing that you can use that takes so long when you got to let it rise and then punch it down?
Oh, yeast.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
Okay. And what's the color of the yolk?
Yellow.
Okay.
Take it out of the shell.
And what is it that chickens lay?
Eggs.
And would you tell me about some different ways that you can prepare eggs in the morning?
You can fry them. Sunny side up, as my husband used to like them. He don't no more, though. And scramble them. And sometimes I'll scramble them just in a little butter, and sometimes I beat them up, most time, in a dish and add just a spoonful of milk in them.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes them real light and fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
And we boil eggs, not for breakfast, though.
Mm-hmm.
We boil eggs and have them a lot of times at porridge or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you ever fix them when you take them out of the shell and just drop them into boiling water?
Devil them, as you might call it. Take the yolk out and mash it up.
No. What I'm thinking of, I know people eat them like this sometimes for breakfast. You let the water
poach them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you ever fix them?
No, I never do. That's always be like mostly for sick folks or either people on a diet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't have any butter or grease about them.
That's
now, let's see. You all used to butcher your own hogs a long time ago, didn't you? Would you tell me about different parts of the hog that you smoked and...
Well, we had the middling,
and now
that was the part in here, and the ham
around the ribs,
and the ham and the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that was about it.
Okay.
The backbone was taken out and used fresh. The pork chops are just still backbone.
Well, now, what about the what kind of bacon that you just buy in the store for breakfast? Where does that come from on the hog?
Well, off of the side, the ribs are taken out and it's streak lean, streak of fat.
Well, now is that?
And it comes out of the middling.
I see. So that's a part of the middling then. The streak lean,
part of
the
middling.
Fat.
It is.
And let's see now. And what about fat back?
Well, that's a wide strip that comes down out of the hog's back. A great big fat hog, while you get that fat back, that's on top of the backbone.
Mm-hmm.
That's a streak of fat all back there.
Mm-hmm.
On the hog goes from his neck to the end of his backbone.
Mm-hmm.
Wide strip, and that is fat back that you see in store now.
Okay.